5:37 is the time right now. Let's go to ABC News correspondent in Washington. Andy Field joins us on KRDO's Afternoon News. And we'll talk about this President Biden throwing his support behind unions amid the Alabama Amazon workers landmark vote. But before we do that, I want to get your the latest information on minimum wage being dropped by the Senate. Let's talk about that first, Andy. What'd you find out today?
Well, we know from last week that the Senate parliamentarian said that because of the arcane rules of the way they're trying to pass this bill, with a reconciliation bill, so they can do it with 51 votes in the Senate, they weren't able to throw a $15 minimum wage that the House passed into it into the Senate bill because of the rules there. So they thought they would try to do something a little craftier, and they said, okay, well, we won't do that. What we'll do is put in the bill a big tax on big corporations that don't give their workers a $15 minimum wage. And a lot of Democrats thought that was a good idea, but they don't have enough Democrats who think it's a good idea, so they're dropping that from the bill as well, which basically means that if this COVID bill passes the Senate, it is not going to have a $15 minimum wage hike. Doesn't mean they're not going to come back to it, and they may, but they still don't have the votes for it. They don't have enough Democratic votes there. Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin are two Democrats who say no, so that would mean they'd have to get at least two Republicans to say yes, and they're having a hard time finding that.
And, of course, the $15 an hour wage on the federal level, when you talk about a company the size of Amazon, let's talk about this. This is kind of interesting as well. President Biden throwing his support behind the unions amid that vote in Alabama concerning Amazon. What'd you find out in this story?
Well, he's not telling them which way to vote. What he did say, he said, unions put power in the hands of workers. He put a video up online, and it's gotten almost 2 million views so far. He says, unions level the playing field. They give you a stronger voice for your health, for your safety, for higher wages, protections from racial discrimination. He says, unions lift up workers, both union and non-union, but especially black and brown workers. So there's a big controversy in Alabama. The Amazon folks do not want to unionize their workers. They say everything's just fine. Of course, there are a lot of workers inside Amazon who disagree. Many have complained about working conditions, about the fact that others haven't... excuse me a second here. I'm sorry about
always
that.
My computer is talking back to me here.
I think Siri thought I was asking it about Amazon. Anyway, so back to the story. Amazon doesn't want to have union workers there. Union. Some of the workers have complained about conditions, about whether they had COVID restrictions in place, about how long hours, having to speed things up and not being safe. Amazon, I had read a story that said Amazon was willing to actually guarantee people that they fired a job back if they could just fire them for long enough for this union vote to go through, so the union vote wouldn't go through. So there are some real controversy going back and forth with Amazon on this, but the unions are certainly happy to have President Biden behind them on this.
And Senator Bernie Sanders is weighing in as well. He shared a video, from what I understand, to his followers on Monday, thanking President Biden on this issue. This is a kind of a big deal when it comes to anti-union propaganda and other intimidation and things like that that President Biden does not want to have happen. Correct?
That's correct. And of course, the president has the force of the Labor Department behind him that he controls, and the National Labor Relations Board as well, although that's an independent board. Look, unions have been in decline for many, many years. Union membership is down. They have been very successful. Companies have been at keeping unions out there. But at the same time, wages have remained stagnant over these years. Folks have lost a lot of benefits and pensions and such. And so one of the reasons that Joe Biden says he was elected was to help turn the tide there. And whatever he can do to support that, he's doing. Of course, he doesn't have any direct involvement with his vote. It's all up to the union workers to vote themselves there, and we'll see what happens.
Okay, sounds great. Andy, thanks for joining us always. We appreciate it.
Thank you.